Good evening, Andrew. Welcome to the Space Show.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be here. I've never been to Australia before, and it's very exciting to be at the site of the Astronautical Federation meeting.
Have you heard one of our most popular songs, I Will Sing Matilda?
Oh, yes. We actually refer to the spacecraft flyby as a kind of a waltz. It's one swirl by the asteroid. We actually had to do a maneuver to point the cameras at the asteroid as a spacecraft flew by, and we had to actually turn quite rapidly to do that.
So let's go back then. What is the NEAR spacecraft?
The NEAR spacecraft is the first of the Discovery missions of NASA to rendezvous with an asteroid. And on the way to our rendezvous target, we flew by the asteroid Matilda.
And hence the name, Will Sing Matilda.
Yes, indeed.
And what did we learn about Matilda?
Well, the most surprising fact we learned was its density was extremely low. It's about half of what we expected. So Matilda must be full of empty space.
Like fairy floss.
It's porous. It could be like a fairy dust, or it could also simply have large cracks or voids inside. We really don't know.
Perhaps like scoria or something like that?
Or it could be what we call like a rubble pile, a jumbled mass of fairly large boulders that are gravitationally held together.
So if you landed there, would you find a solid surface, or what would you find?
If we landed there, there is a solid surface. It may actually be fairly strong even. These rocks could stick together quite firmly. Or it could be a rather loose dust. We really have no way of knowing.
So if it is a rubble pile, as you say, you couldn't have it rotating pretty fast. How fast does Matilda rotate?
Matilda rotates very slowly, only once every 17.4 days. It could rotate quite a bit faster, we believe, and still hang together because of its own gravity.
It had, the photographs that we saw, and we haven't seen very many, by the way, it appeared to have a huge bite out of it. Does that mean it's been hit by something really large in the past, and that perhaps it may be simply an aggregation of something that exploded apart and then came back together again?
Yes, a Matilda has been hit several times by large objects, and in fact, we believe that Matilda has at least five craters, which are about the largest craters that can be made without completely blowing Matilda to pieces. So it has been battered, it's a poor battered asteroid. It could indeed have been completely fractured through and through, but not actually dispersed into fragments. It also could have been simply assembled out of pieces of possibly many different asteroids. Again, that is something we don't know and would have to rely on future missions to find out.
Did you do a search for a possible satellite asteroids in the way that was found around Ida?
Yes. Part of the reason why we had to do a complicated twirl around Matilda was that we wanted to actually use the camera to search a whole region of space around the asteroid. And so we did look for satellites. We did not find one. One of the reasons we wanted to look was that a satellite might be able to explain why Matilda is very slowly rotating, because like the way that the Earth and the Moon, the spin of the Earth and the spin and the orbital motion of the Moon around the Earth are coupled together, which is why the Moon always puts its same face toward the Earth, but the process of that coupling also causes it changes the length of the Earth's day. And so it's possible that the very slow rotation of Matilda could be due to a similar kind of coupling with a satellite. So that was one of the reasons we wanted to look for a satellite to see if it would explain the very slow rotation of Matilda. But we did not find anything, so it's still a mystery.
So that could mean that either Matilda never had a satellite or that perhaps it's been lost fairly recently.
It probably means Matilda never had a satellite. And the slow spin is caused by something else. And one possible idea, in fact, is that the slow spin could be caused by a collision with a glancing blow from another asteroid that just happened to slow Matilda down.
People have an idea, perhaps from films like Armageddon and so on, that space is full of asteroids and you've got to zip around and dodge in amongst them. But actually, even the asteroid belt's relatively empty, isn't it?
The asteroid belt is relatively empty, but collisions do happen all the time. And it's only a matter of time before the Armageddon-type asteroid does, in fact, hit the Earth, even. That type of, let's say, a civilization-threatening type of impact probably occurs every million years on the average. And we don't know when the next one would happen at Earth, but if you wait millions of years, sooner or later it will happen.
And collisions between asteroids, you say they happen all the time, but do you mean this like every day or every few million years or what?
Well, we saw a comet, for example, hitting Jupiter only a few years ago, and that famous Shoemaker-Levy 9 impact, it created a mark on Jupiter that was larger than the Earth. That would have been a tremendous impact if it had happened on Earth. But of course, collisions on Jupiter are much more frequent than collisions on Earth because Jupiter is so much larger. But that most recent thing was only a few years ago.
Now, if people want to see some of the photographs you took of Matilda, they can, of course, access some on the Internet, but and a few movies, some nice little animations as well. Can we expect to see more at some time?
Yes, we will be releasing more pictures over the Internet. And also there's several articles coming out in various journals. So just keep your eyes open, and there should be more coming out.
Do you happen to know the Internet address offhand?
Yes, I think it's near... near.jhuapl.edu. I think that's right.
Okay, we'll check that out anyway,
we'll
get that out later in the program. Okay, well, thank you, Andrew, for joining us on the Space Show.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.